Southwest Valley is ready for the beginning of the season as they will be taking on the Red Oak Tigers in their home opener. Coach Longabaugh is putting a big focus on his quarterback, Evan Timmerman, as he threw for 368 yards and rushed for 1,040 yards last season. One element of Timmerman is that the Timberwolves have been expanding his game on the field.
We're trying to get him to be a little bit more of a versatile kind of quarterback when it comes to being able to throw the ball. We've been trying to, we know how hard he runs, and he's one of the best runners or better runners in the Southwest Iowa area. And I would put him up there for one of the better ones in the district just by past experience and raw talent. But yeah, we're trying to expand his game a little bit. And I think so far we're liking what we see.
Southwest Valley lost three of their top four defensive players last season due to graduation. However, Coach Longabaugh has seen multiple players step up on the defensive end, with Tate Hafner, Dylan Stromer, and Evan Pearson stepping up into defensive leadership roles to fill the shoes of the former graduates.
We've had a lot of guys that have been stepping up into some bigger roles. We have a guy like Tate Hafner who's going to be playing a lot on the offensive line, and he's seeing some time on the defensive line. And then same thing, we have Dylan Stromer, who we're expecting to play both ways. And then we have, as a defensive end, it's always hard to replace somebody just because of and they don't realize how much responsibility they actually have. But we have Evan Pearson is one that has really stepped up and looked really well in our soap scrimmage, and he's looked great during practice as well.
Looking deeper into their defense, the Timberwolves are returning their entire backfield this season. Isaac Curran had two interceptions and helped in the rushing game with 774 rushing yards last season. Ellie Rodriguez had 42 tackles, while Bradley Grants and Bo Johnson combined for 15. Southwest Valley has even seen Devin Greenwalt step into a starting role this season, as he had 22 tackles last year and has made improvements all offseason.
Well, the entire backfield comes back. We've got Isaac Curran and Eli Rodriguez, and then we have guys Bradley Grants coming back, and then Bo Johnson is really going to be stepping up into a bigger role for us in the backfield. He's going to be a linebacker on defense as well. There's just those guys are some big names to mention right away. And then Devin Greenwalt, he's moving in from tight end to offensive tackle, and he's continuing his role as a defensive end. And he's a very strong kid, and he's been putting in a lot of work through the summer, and he's one that it's going to show on Friday nights.
Red Oak is a team that plays hard on the field. The Tigers were successful last season, winning four straight, but then losing four straight contests. They're a very athletic team that plays to the final whistle on every play, something that the Timberwolves have prepared all week for.
Just from past experiences of watching them and seeing things on them, and then I've seen some film on them, and they play hard. They look like they fly around the field and they play to the whistle. They're going to be a challenge for sure, and we're trying to get our guys as prepared as possible because we know they're going to come out and they're going to play hard football, and we want to try to match that energy.
Coach Longabaugh is expecting his team to get better with every play and continue throughout the remainder of the season so that his Timberwolves can continue to bring their confidence into every contest.
Get better every play. We've been harping that on them ever since the beginning. We're trying to keep, all the outside noise that we hear, and we're trying to keep that out and take it week by week and play by play. We've been really, really getting after the guys, telling them that if you get better each play, then we're going to be a pretty solid team.
Red Oak will travel to Southwest Valley for the season opening game starting at 7 o'clock. I'm Zach Collins reporting.